Just Kevin are getting ready to hit the road here for my tour.
Yeah, you're on tour going to a bunch of beautiful spots across Canada. Where are some of your favorite places to check out when you get to go on tour, man?
Well, pretty much any bar will do.
What's your go-to order?
No, but seriously, like, I love all of Canada, you know? Like, whenever I can get on the road, you know, because I'm in Calgary here, right? So I'm usually giving her here. But anytime I can hit the road, it's such a beautiful country. And, like, most towns, like, are full of really good people. I mean, of course, there's always a few assholes here and there. But pretty much every Canadian town I visit is, like, good folks. So I'm excited to go, you know, like, meet the people.
Yeah, and Trish is excited, too.
Oh, she loves road trips. She's, like, so excited. So, yeah, and we're going to kind of be celebrating her birthday, if you know what I mean. And she loves to sing. So she's got, like, angel wings in her voice. So we're bringing the karaoke machine, too. So, you know, we're hoping to meet some locals who like to give her on the karaoke.
When you give her an Edmonton, do you ever kind of feel bad to all your friends down in Calgary? I mean, the Battle of Alberta. Or do you put that aside?
Well, to be honest, like, some guys are like, Tara, you're going to have to wear an Oilers jersey when we meet you. And I was kind of like, well, fine. You know, I kind of lost a bet, so I'm actually going to be taking some photos wearing an Oilers jersey, you know, sucking it up. Because, like, the Flames kind of crashed in a ditch this year, so what am I going to do?
You know, it's all building for a great Flames comeback. And I feel like if you're wearing that Oilers jersey, maybe it's like reverse psychology. And all of a sudden, the Flames will be good next year.
That's a great way to look at it. And, you know, the truth is, like, I'm kind of like a human mascot there down at the Dome, Saddle Dome. Mm-hmm. And, like, the Battle of Alberta games are really fun. And you know, like, I don't tell a lot of people this, but, like, I would just like to see an Alberta team go the distance, you know? So, like, 100%. When I'm cheering for Calgary, obviously I'm a loyal Calgary fan. But, you know, it can't be our year every year. Like, if I had my way, it'd be like, oh, the Oilers win the Cup this year. We'll take her next year.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's how I feel, too. Terry, when you're coming up to Edmonton on March 31st, obviously you've been in the city multiple times. If there's a place where you love to give her in Edmonton, where is that spot?
Oh, the Strathcona Hotel there. I don't know. I think it's a regular place. Like, it used to be my favorite place because they'd sell you these little mini beers and it'd be full of all these old raisins with great stories they tell you. You know the place?
Yeah, that's they actually, sadly, it most of it burnt down, but it's actually, there's a restaurant, there's actually a Leopold's in Bowness, your home turf in Calgary. It's a Leopold's now.
Man, you're sure informed. I love Leo's. So that's probably like, that would be a go-to. The other place burnt down too. There used to be like a pizza joint beside that theater there at the end of the bridge. You know the double-stacked bridge?
Yeah, I'm blanking on the name, but you're right. That's another great spot. You know, yeah. I'm actually going to bring this up. If you're interested, you and Trish want to do some karaoke. Just down the street from where the Strathcona Hotel was, there's a lovely bar called H2O. Beautiful karaoke spot.
Oh, well, I mean, we are on tour, so we'll be ripping in and out. But that, it's not to say we can't come visit, because, like, we do love Edmonton. Like, Trish and I, that it's kind of like a special place in our heart, because, you know, like, we met in Fort Mac and then, you know, went to West Ed and all that business. You don't need to go into details, but, you know, it's a special place. I do love Edmonton. And way back in the day, like, a lot of people don't know this, but I used to do a show at the Fringe Festival there. Like, it was called the Hot Nuts and Popcorn Show, and I was, like, kind of the tech guy.
Wow, there you go. Fun facts with Terry. I love it.
Yeah.
And, hey, one more thing about H2O. I know you love your vitamin pill. $5 bottles of Pilsner.
Oh, man, I'm going. That's all there is to it. H2O, expect me to sign up. I'll be ripping, like, Ace of Spades all night long, over and over.
I love it, man. Well, hey, if people want to check you out coming up on the 31st, what can they expect from your shows?
Well, we're going to be kind of like I said, celebrating Trish's birthday. It's a special day on the 31st, and we're going to be like kind of like doing little stories from our life. Like, you know, like it's kind of like, you know, some people are like, oh, Tara, what's the, you know, we see it in the screen. What's it like in real life? So it's a bit of like stories from our life. And then we're going to be giving away prizes. We're doing like this prize thing. It's like, you'll see when you get there. It's, you know, like a white elephant thing where you can like steal gifts.
Yeah.
kind of like that. And then there's like stories, and we might need help from the audience. Like, oh, hey, we need someone to play our neighbor, and he needs to shotgun really good. And then we'll find someone in the crowd.
Perfect, man. And that's coming up at Union Hall on the 31st, right?
Yeah, I can't wait to give her. And hey, if you want, you can give away a pair of tickets and just hook us, you know, we'll hook you up.